Welcome to Sacred Transitions, a shamanic death journey experience. Take some deep breaths with me, feeling very comfortable. Lying down on your shaman blanket, surrounding yourself with medicine objects that make you feel good. We are going to journey now to the end of this incarnation. Your soul knows that it has many more places to go and experiences to have. But we're going to hop forward on the timeline now to that moment when you take your last breath in this body. Thinking of all the breaths, all the inhales and exhales you have taken in your life. Feeling so grateful for how this body has served you. You have loved this body and appreciated it. Treating it as the temple it is. But everything has a season. Just like nature teaches us, there is no ending. There is only a fresh start, a new beginning ahead for you. You are excited for what is to come next as you breathe deeply. Once again, appreciating those inhales and exhales, that connection to spirit. Taking an assessment of a life well lived, of everything that you have learned, experienced, accomplished in this lifetime. What a beautiful journey it has been. And you are ready, you are complete. You notice the feeling that you have upon leaving your body. It is a beautiful feeling of support, gratitude, and peace. There is expansion and advancement ahead. You leave anything behind that is no longer who you are. In this way, we experience many deaths in this lifetime as shaman. You look down upon your body after that last breath you take, as you feel lighter. Empowered, free. And you give so much thanks for the beautiful experience that you've had. Notice who is around your physical body. Where are you when this happens? Are you surrounded in beauty and love? Do you prefer to be alone for this experience and connect with spirit? Or do you wish to have loved ones around you, surrounding you with support? If this is the first time you have visualized a future place on the timeline, I want you to breathe your spirit back in your body with me. If you've worked with me before in energy healing sessions, you know that we work a lot with breathing ourselves back in. But in shamanic journeying, we do journey out of body at times for specific reasons. But we always come back. So breathe yourself now, feeling your energy all the way down to your toes, giving thanks and gratitude that this is not that day yet. You have more work here to do. And it's a beautiful path ahead. Those who can embrace the process that they will go through tend to have the best life experiences because they know how to live, because they've already faced how to die. And you know, as a shamanic practitioner, you have already experienced several, many deaths in this lifetime where the old versions of you are no longer here. There's an expression in French, la petite mort, which literally means the little death at each orgasm. So we have many different kinds of death processes that we go through all the time. And when we look at the change of the season, it gives us so much education about how to cycle through, how to let go and die to the old ways, and how to be born again and resurrected over and over and over. This shamanic death journey is a process that you can go through to consciously, intentionally plan out your death experience in the way that our indigenous ancestors were very comfortable with doing. You may want to journal about this after the journey. You may want to go ahead and make an end-of-life plan, whether that's visualizing, speaking it out loud, or writing it down. Visualizing, what does a good death look like to you? Sometimes this can be very emotional. We can write our own obituary. Work through those emotions with so much acceptance inclusion of all emotions that come up, this is what will make you so strong to hold space for others. If you learn to hold space for yourself in this way, in a very intimate shamanic journey, revisit this often. See how your death plan changes and realize there is nothing morbid or macabre about planning out your ultimate transitional experience. It's quite powerful. And the only way that we can manifest anything in this incarnation is to be clear and specific. So this is what I wish for you. When you do this journey time and again, find a very quiet place. Cover yourself up if it feels good. Sometimes people cover themselves in sand or leaves or flowers, or at the very least, with your shaman blanket. Now breathe with me again, coming fully back into that beautiful body that you have. Aren't we so grateful to have the magnificent vehicle that houses our spirit, if only for temporary? The more we love it, the more we appreciate it, the more magical service work it does for us, and it can heal. So today, let's celebrate having a body. Let's celebrate being incarnate. It's good to work with our spiritual side and connect to our soul. And it's also really good just to celebrate that we have bones and blood and tendons and muscles and organs, and we are all of that physicality that we can enjoy so much and have so much pleasure with. So I hope that you will dance your spirit back into the physical body now, preparing yourself to have the best day ever, the best life ever.